March 27, a chain of earnest praying believers. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. 2 Thessalonians 3:1. Among God's people, there should be at this time frequent seasons of sincere, earnest prayer. The mind should constantly be in a prayerful attitude. In the home and in the church, let earnest prayers be offered in behalf of those who have given themselves to the preaching of the word. Let believers pray as did the disciples after the ascension of Christ. A chain of earnest praying believers would encircle the world. Let all pray in humility. A few neighbors may meet together to pray for the Holy Spirit. Let those who cannot leave home gather in their children and unite in learning to pray together. They may claim the promise of the Savior, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew 18:20. There is nothing more needed in the work than the practical results of communion with God. We should hold convocations for prayer, asking the Lord to open the way for the truth, to enter the strongholds where Satan has set up his throne, and dispel the darkness he has cast athwart the pathway of those whom he is seeking to deceive and destroy. We have the assurance, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James 5:16. In the Lord's Prayer we have an example of a perfect petition. How simple, yet how comprehensive it is. This prayer should be taught to the children. Let all study carefully the principles contained in it. In response to the prayers of God's people, angels are sent with heavenly blessings. Through daily prayer and consecration, all may so relate themselves to their Heavenly Father that He can bestow upon them rich blessings. Oh, how differently many would act were God to draw aside the veil that hides Him from our eyes and reveal Himself seated on His throne in the high and holy place, not in silent and grandeur, but surrounded with 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of holy, happy beings waiting to do His bidding.